Pierre de Coubertin, founder of the modern Olympics, imagined the Games as the solemn and periodic exaltation of male athleticism, with the applause of women as a reward. Some years later, still fighting to exclude women from athletic events at the Games, he argued, "If a woman wishes to pilot an airplane, no policeman has a right to stop her. But when it comes to public sports competitions, women's participation should be absolutely prohibited." He was not alone. And though attitudes at the International Olympic Committee might have changed, sport remains a predominantly male world shaped by a masculine culture. Today, I'm joined by Sue Tibbles, Chief Executive of the Women's Sports and Fitness Foundation, which campaigns to change that culture and to open the world of sport up to women. Hello, Sue.
Hi.
Sue, the pictures don't lie. Turn on a sports channel and 19 times out of 20, it's men and it's men watching men play sport. Is sport inevitably or intrinsically a male domain?
No, not at all, and it isn't in other countries. So we know that this isn't a natural state of affairs. This is a culture that's quite specific to this country, actually. We know that only 5% of all media coverage shows women playing sport, which is why it's maybe not so surprising that when you talk to young kids today, and my son, aged 4, I cannot persuade him that women play football, which is embarrassing, but of course he doesn't see them play football, so perhaps it isn't so surprising. It's really endemic.
I'm intrigued by the idea that Britain is a peculiarly masculine sports culture. Where, if we wanted to see a more feminised sports culture, should we go and look?
As is often the case, the Nordic countries are leading the field and sport means something quite different. But also in Australia and New Zealand, it's not just that sport includes women, but that the activities that constitute what sport is would include running and aerobics. Anything that's about being active is about sport, whereas here it's so tied up with highly competitive team sports and obviously mainly football.
No, it's funny, isn't it, with football, because that's one of the areas where women seem to be participating a lot more than they were in the past. There's been quite a big expansion of girls and women's football in this country.
It is growing very fast. In fact, it's the fastest growing sport. But overall, only 1% of women play football compared to 13% of men. So it's level with Pilates for women. But it is growing. And of course, that's exciting. It shows that there is the interest there. If girls are encouraged, if they're given the opportunity, they'll play. And that goes back to the point about this is not a natural state of affairs. This is a culture that we raise our girls into. It's not just that it's not fair, which it isn't. But actually, reputationally, it's a huge own goal, because it puts sport at odds with a society which in so many other ways is now equalising. It makes sport look like an anomaly.
Let's take a slightly closer look now at what sport actually women do. We know they're doing less than men in this country, but they're also doing different stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it is a very, very different profile. So of the top 10 things that women and men do, 6 out of those 10 are sports, what most people would recognise as sports for men, and only 2 for women. And those 2 are tennis and badminton. So the top 5 things, swimming, running, aerobics, gym-based activities, not team sport. I think tennis and badminton are sort of 6 or 7 in the list. And that's why football, even though it's fast-growing, isn't on that list at all. So women tend to prefer to exercise than play sport. Only 3% of all women take part in any team-based sport. Often the motivation for playing will be different, so it will be for health and fitness rather than for socialising and pleasure, which seems a shame. I think it's all linked into diet cultures that women are part of too, and you've got half the population here who are basically doing sport in a very different way, and that's not understood by the sector.
I'm interested in the instrumentalism. You go running because you want to stay fit, you want to be healthy, you know, there are all sorts of body issues as well. Why is it women are not attracted by the kind of play dimension, the kind of sheer pointlessness, actually, of most sports? The idea that we do them not for any instrumental reason, but just because it's fun.
Well, I think that women would do and are doing more team-based sport for fun. And actually, if you think about sort of softball leagues or even five-a-side football, actually, there are many more mixed leagues. I think that's appealing nowadays, that women and men are happy to play sport together and they can do it after work or in the lunch break. So that stuff is growing. I think maybe the problem comes in more that at school it was about team sport and it was about competition, so you had to be good at it. So those that were good obviously did well and perhaps have gone on to do sport in their lives. Those that weren't were terrified, possibly, humiliated, quite likely, cold, certainly, all of which often meant you had to do it in a pair of navy PE knickers, which, again, humiliating, and in a changing room where there's no showers or shower curtains. And girls are quite demanding and vociferous these days, and I think they're just saying, no, I'm not doing it.
But apart from the navy blue knickers, isn't that the same for men?
Well, I guess you then have to look at the gender differences more broadly, and I think there are a whole host of things, particularly as girls reach puberty, around self-image and body image, and we just have to recognise that, again, culturally, girls are raised in a completely different environment with this huge emphasis on appearance and conforming to a beauty ideal. So girls inevitably care hugely what they look like. And maybe, you know, it's interesting to ask, isn't it, are there actually sort of deeper differences here in terms of desire to be competitive, readiness to take part in quite rough sports and so on? And I think it's quite hard to deconstruct, because generally with equality issues, you have to in the end say, until we are in a completely equal society, it's impossible to know what's nature or nurture. But what we do know is at the moment there's a huge amount of nurture going on that could explain all of this. I just look, though, at those girls who are now playing football and really enjoying it. Actually, if you create the environment and the opportunity, girls want to do it.